Chapter 6 The Child of Promise. Instead of returning to Nazareth, Joseph and Mary remain in Bethlehem. And when Jesus is 8 days old, they have him circumcised as God's law to Moses commands. It is apparently the custom also to give a baby boy his name on the 8th day. So they name their child Jesus, as the angel Gabriel had directed earlier. More than a month passes, and Jesus is 40 days old. Where do his parents now take him? To the temple in Jerusalem, which is only a few miles from where they are staying. According to God's law to Moses, 40 days after giving birth to a son, a mother is required to present a purification offering at the temple. That is what Mary does. As her offering, she brings 2 small birds. This reveals something about the economic situation of Joseph and Mary. The law of Moses indicates that a young ram, which is much more valuable than birds, should be offered. But if the mother could not afford this, 2 turtle doves or 2 pigeons would suffice. In the temple, an old man takes Jesus into his arms. His name is Simeon. God has revealed to him that he will not die before he has seen Jehovah's promised Christ, or Messiah. When Simeon comes to the temple on this day, he is directed by Holy Spirit to the child carried by Joseph and Mary. As Simeon holds Jesus, he thanks God, saying, "Now, Sovereign Lord, you are letting your slave go free in peace according to your declaration, because my eyes have seen your means of saving that you have made ready in the sight of all the peoples, a light for removing the veil from the nations and a glory of your people Israel." Joseph and Mary are amazed when they hear this. Then Simeon blesses them and says to Mary that her son is laid for the fall and the rising again of many in Israel, and that sorrow, like a sharp sword, will pierce her soul. Present on this occasion is the 84-year-old prophetess named Anna. In fact, she is never missing from the temple. In that very hour, she comes near and begins giving thanks to God and speaking about Jesus to all those who will listen. How Joseph and Mary rejoice over these events at the temple! Surely, all of this confirms to them that the child is the promised one of God.